Deputy Mayor Ollie Rahman. Ollie, thank you very much for talking to us. We talked some months ago about this. You must feel very embarrassed now that your mayor has been found guilty and now banned from public office.
Well, today's judgment has come as a shock to many.
Not to us, it hasn't.
Well, maybe not to you, Ian, but Lutfur Rahman strongly denies any wrongdoing and has full confidence in the justice system. So the rest has been surprising to the least. He is now seeking further legal advice, and including possible judicial review. And once he makes that decision, obviously he will be public as to what his steps he's going to take.
I mean, you've got some front defending him because he's been found guilty of electoral fraud. He's played the religious and race cards in election. The judge said he was guilty of corrupt practice. It doesn't get much worse than that. Which part of that don't you understand?
Well, I understand, and believe me, I understand English very well.
No, I didn't mean it from that point of view. You know that.
Well, most of the people like to think that. Even a lot of the people think that Bangladeshis who's born in this country don't even speak English. But we do.
Well,
this is our country.
No. Actually, that's very unfair. And you just heard Tom Swarbrick.
Let me come back to your point. Your point is, I'm not here defending anybody. What I'm saying is outlining the rights Lutfur Rahman has, and that is his legal rights, and no one can take that away. And he has right to seek further legal advice, and he has right to challenge if he so wishes to do so. However, my job is to continue make sure the service is being delivered to people of this borough, and that's what I will get on with to do so. People of this borough matters more than anything else.
How can anyone in Tower Hamlets, let alone the rest of the country, have confidence that the general election, which takes place 2 weeks today, can be conducted properly by your council?
Well, you'll be very pleased to know we don't have a parliamentary candidate standing. So
that's not what I asked.
Between Labour and Conservative. But there is a mechanism in place, and the strongest mechanism in place, recommendation made by the Electoral Commission and the police to the returning officer. And the returning officers have put those measures in place to make sure this election is robust one and fair and free one.
Do you not think that the honourable course of action would be for you as Lutfur Rahman's deputy and indeed the rest of Tower Hamlets First councillors now to stand down because you are all in disgrace?
Let me make this very clear. This was made by the comment was made by the judge at the court this morning. But even the petitioners is not alleging any allegations or any wrongdoing on our parts whatsoever. So you to then now ask us, yes, for now you to ask us to resign from the position when we haven't even done anything wrong, I think it's quite disgraceful.
Well, not at all. The reason I ask that is because we all know about the intimidation that took place on behalf of Tower Hamlets First representatives at polling stations throughout Tower Hamlets in the mayoral election. And my fear is that this will happen again on May the 7th. And it's not probably within your power to stop it. That's why I asked the question.
But on the May the 7th, it will happen to elect who, Ian? Because, as I said, if we don't have a candidate, we're not campaigning for anyone, we're not endorsing any candidate. So exactly what intimidation are you suggesting? Maybe the Labour or the Conservative, the party
well,
that you support?
I don't support a political party in this election, by the way. Where is Lutfur Rahman at the moment and why won't he talk?
Well, I don't know where Lutfur Rahman is. I'm not with Lutfur Rahman.
Why?
As I said to you, I have to make sure the service is being delivered to residents of this borough, and that's what I'm trying to do.
So, are you going to stop all of these illegal grants that have been made to different organisations, as outlined in the court today, that should never have been made and were only made to solicit support for Mayor Lutfur Rahman?
What people must understands is that grant process was already handed over to the commissioners. The commissioners was directed by the secretary, either me or the Luftwaffe or any other politician in this council,
do you accept that mistakes were made and that a lot of these grants should never have been given?
Well, I believe that things could obviously be done differently. There's always a room for improvement, and that's what can be happen.
Will you be standing in the mayoral election?
this is something that I will decide on, and in due course, I'm sure you'll know. Tweet it to you, so you'll be the first one to know.
You want to,
well,
don't you?
That's the decision I will make. I'll let you know.
We look forward to you making that decision, and we will invite you onto the programme to announce that you've made it, and we'll continue this conversation then, if that's okay.